Hey there, Fresh from the Hill listeners. I'm really excited to present a very special episode of Fresh from the Hill today. Today, we are celebrating Cornell Podcasters for International Podcast Day. In this episode, you'll hear trailers and sound bites from podcasts that are created, produced, or hosted by some pretty remarkable Cornellians. Make sure to check the show notes of this episode for a full list of all the featured podcasts, where you can listen, and what Cornellians are involved. Also note that all of these podcasts were self-submitted and aren't necessarily supported or endorsed by Cornell. First up, we've got podcasts that are dedicated to science, technology, engineering, and math. Take a listen.
Hi, Cornellians. My name is Yasmina Almedin, and I graduated in 2016. I started my own podcast 3 years ago. It's called WITTY and stands for Women in Tech Talk to Yaz. It is a bi-weekly podcast where I have candid, informative conversations with female tech leaders about how they navigate the technology industry. My guests range from Instagram data scientists, Netflix recruiters, Google marketers, startup founders, and angel investors. WITTY is growing quickly. We are run by an all-woman team, partner with women-first organizations, and reach more than 40,000 loyal listeners in over 125 countries. Listen to WITTY wherever you find your podcasts. Learn more about it on our website, wittypod.com, and reach out if you want to collaborate at wittypod@gmail.com. Thanks so much, and go Big Red.
What's up, everyone? This is Bite of Tech, the podcast where we discuss various issues and fascinating aspects of technology.
We are the voice of open-minded and enthusiastic students hoping to help you learn all about what you need to pursue your dream of having a career in STEM.
We'll be breaking down the specifics, the how-tos, the whats, the wheres, and much more for all your burning questions that are waiting to be answered.
Every now and then, we're going to bring on amazing guest speakers who are experienced in their fields to discuss topics like people of color in tech, side projects and securing internships, and tech for social good, along with more surprises to come.
We're very excited to share our thoughts and experiences with you while having a great time ourselves. You'll have so much fun, and there will be so much to learn.
Be sure to subscribe to Bite of Tech on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also find all our episodes and more info on our website, biteoftech.ca. And also be sure to check out our Instagram page at Bite of Tech Podcast.
See you then, and remember,
together we can change the face of tech,
one bite at a time.
Welcome to the PhD Trekkers Podcast. I'm your co-host, Mari.
And I'm your co-host, Yan.
PhD Trekkers is a podcast on the interface of science, sociopolitical discourse, activism, and intimate life journeys.
Join us for discussions on our journeys towards a PhD,
applying for fellowships,
finding postdocs,
graduate work and life balance,
dealing with long-distance relationships,
and interviews with scientists who are trying to make an impact in their own communities.
Hey leaders, I'm Rosie Amponsin. I'm a Black woman in tech with an MBA from Cornell University. Welcome to The Rosie Effect, where we talk all things digital transformation. You see, our digital and physical worlds continue to meld as the way we work and live transform. I've worked with business leaders throughout my career, and I continue to notice that companies are experiencing a misalignment in tech innovation and business value outcomes. This gap has only widened in the current climate. So I set out to cultivate solutions by interviewing diverse global changemakers across industries who truly represent the demographic of end consumers served by businesses. They've led digital transformation efforts, leveraging individual, business, and tech innovation to deliver greater customer value. My hope for the Rosie Effect is threefold. One, guide business leaders to define one tech transformation strategy in order to thrive in our era of digital disruption. Two, curate and share insights from thought leaders who truly represent the demographic of end consumers served by businesses. And three, inspire the next generation of tech leaders to build transformative organizations focusing on people. We're changing the narrative and leading discussions on tech transformation that impacts our diverse communities. I can't wait for you to hear these thought-provoking conversations to navigate your individual, business, and technology transformation. Welcome to The Rosie Effect.
Next up are our drama podcasts.
The Once and Future Nerd is a tale of knights and kings, orcs and elves, in which... Oh, you've heard that before, have you? Well, in this tale, three teenagers have been trapped, and together they must... Oh, you've heard that one as well? Fine. Here's what real people from your realm have to say about The Once and Future Nerd.
All reviews are by real fans, but performed by actors.
I call this one socially aware D&D.
Necromancers pervert the most sacrosanct traditions.
Not all necromancers! Oh, wait. Yes, that one is definitionally true.
An awesome adventure with plenty of LGBT representation and badass female characters.
Oh, wait. That wasn't very ladylike. Hawk! Verily, I hereby decree that you all shall f*** yourselves.
It's a show that happens to deeply understand the world in which it was created.
Stories matter. People are the stories they tell. Power is who gets to tell the stories.
Find us at onceandfuturenerd.com.
She co-owned a brothel, practiced the dark arts, ran from the law, dabbled in poetry, killed a few men, and slept in William Shakespeare's bed. You might have heard of her. The bard did write 28 sonnets about their love affair. Historians call her the Dark Lady. Her friends called her Black Luce. This is the untold story of yet another woman that time forgot. A woman who left her home country in pursuit of happiness, fell in love abroad, challenged oppressive systems of power, and changed the world without anyone ever knowing. This is the story of the Lady Lucy.
Looking to learn about specific places like the Hudson Valley or Cleveland? Check out these next two podcasts to hear more.
Nearly 80% of Americans live in urban areas, but for many, it's not by choice. Asked where they'd live if they could move anywhere they wished, Americans said their number one area would be rural. I'm Matt Zucker, and after 25 years in the heart of New York City, we moved 100 miles north. Join me on City It, learning to live and love life in the country. Listed as one of six Hudson Valley podcasts you should listen to, you can find us at cityit.com and wherever you listen to podcasts. City It. Come visit.
Welcome to The Land Pod, the definitive guide to all things Cleveland, hosted by two Cleveland-born boys, John and Rahul.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Great, great. You ready to dive into Cleveland history?
I'm so ready. I feel like you've been ready for like the last 5 years, man. Really, the only reason I'm doing this is because I'm too ugly for TV. I just want to let you know that.
You got the face for radio.
I got the radio face, man. That's what they called me back in high school. So here I am, dude. And I'm ready to jump into this with you. It's going to be good stuff. What are we going to talk about on this pod, dude?
All things Cleveland, my man. And anything and everything. Any interesting tidbit, you know, your traditional sort of things versus things that maybe people don't really have a feel for.
All right. Oh, yeah, I like that. Get that wide audience, man. Anybody can listen, you know? Kids, adults, hot moms, ugly moms, soccer moms, any kind of mom. It's going to be great, dude. I can't wait.
A podcast for all audiences, The Land Pod, coming soon.
These next six podcasts are focused on career, marketing, and entrepreneurship, and the first clip comes from the Career Warrior podcast with Let's Eat Grandma.
People think of kindness, the automatic reaction is, oh, being kind to others. But I'm specifically talking about being kind to yourself. And so just from a personal development standpoint, when you think of things like self-esteem and self-love and those things that you try to work toward, just getting out of your, you know, dysfunctions that we all have to recover from, you know, from our upbringing or what have you, or the events that have happened to us, those things like, I don't feel self-love, but I want self-love. It's just elusive. It's hard to really get your arms around it and know how to pursue that. But when you look at something from a just be, you know, why be anything less than kind to yourself? right? That's the operative question to get the buy-in. Because if you can't answer that affirmatively, you know where to start. But let's assume that you can. Then on an ongoing basis, that really is at the foundation of it all. Are you beating yourself up? You know, that's not being kind to yourself. Stop it. It's just very concrete. If you rely on the just be kind to yourself principle, like know when to say no to somebody on the other side of that. When you're in that moment, if you go at it from a self-kindness, you always can build on that.
I'm Josh Boaz.
I'm Matt Zucker.
There are a lot of podcasts featuring top executives.
But what about the next wave of leadership?
The makers and the doers.
The ones we're all going to work for.
We wanted to meet them.
Find out their story, how they got to where they are, and what they see coming for everyone.
This is a spotlight on those on the way up.
This is Rising.
This is Mouth Media Network, covering the business of lifestyle.
Entrepreneurista, a woman who organizes and operates a business, taking on greater than normal financial risks in order to do so.
One who has a drive, passion, and vision with an undying determination to succeed.
She is fiercely motivated, ambitious, and competitive, forging her own path to independence and success.
That's an entrepreneurista.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Entrepreneurista podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Stephanie Carton.
And I'm Courtney Spritzer.
And we're the co-founders of Socialfly, a full-service social media and influencer marketing agency in New York City, and the co-authors of Like, Love, Follow, the Entrepreneurista's Guide to Using Social Media to Grow Your Business.
First things first, let's give you some background as to why we're talking to you. We became friends in 2010 when we bonded over our passion for social media, and we knew we wanted more than our 9-to-5s.
We partnered together on the side of our full-time jobs and started working with clients as a side hustle, building and consulting on their social media strategy.
After almost a year of working around the clock, we knew we had to go all in on this business. And on May 4th of 2012, we mutually quit our jobs to focus on being full-time entrepreneuristas.
Flash forward to 2018, and we have a growing team of 30 social media-obsessed employees. We've worked with over 200 clients, and we still feel like we're just getting started. Sure, we've accomplished a lot, but running a business isn't as glamorous as it looks on Instagram. What you don't see?
Late nights in the office, literally holding our eyes open.
Not having time to eat lunch because we're in back-to-back meetings.
And the daily pressure of growing and scaling a business. But this is not about us.
Through the conversations on the Entrepreneurista podcast, we want to celebrate failures, reflect on successes, and get unfiltered about what it takes to be your own boss. This is the Entrepreneurista podcast, presented by Socialfly.
It's the best business meeting you'll ever have, with must-hear real-life looks at how leading women in business are getting it done
and what it takes to build and grow a successful company. It's beyond the gram,
with no filters,
no limits, and plenty of surprises.
Ta for Ta, Women's Success China, is aimed at capturing the narratives of women in and from Greater China at the top of their professional game. We are powered by the Seneca Network, and I'm your host, Juliana Batista. Guests share inflection points in their career. We really dig into how they did what they did and why they did it. We can hack what success looks like at the nexus of many relevant industries in China. I want to get you as close to the coffee chat, navigating career and life in a way that allows you to pick up nuggets of knowledge and empathize with lived experiences. Interested? Listen to the episode with Amy Chua, Tiger Mom, on writing, parenting, and professorship. Or listen to the episode with Lan Yan, CEO of Lazard Greater China, on her childhood during the Cultural Revolution shaping her resiliency. Or listen to the episode with Hannah Ryder on building the future of the China-Africa partnership. You can check us out anywhere you get your podcasts or through the SubChina website.
Hi, how are you? I'm John C., your host, and this is the Serving Podcast, the show where we talk about all things wellness, from career readiness to mental health, as we present stories of emerging beings and show what success truly looks like while under construction. From working professionals, community leaders, to entrepreneurs, and beyond, we learn what it really means to serve your purpose. At The Serving Podcast, we offer food for thought, feeding you with content that enriches the mind, the body, and the spirit. So, what are you waiting for? Come join the conversation.
Welcome to the Boss Ladies Podcast. I'm Olivia Wary, and as a young female working in the industry of technology, I'm constantly struggling to find my voice and overcome challenges thrown my way. I've decided to have conversations with boss ladies in every industry to hear how they do it. Boss Ladies is intended to inspire women and men of all ages to overcome their fears, explore moonshot thinking, speak up for who they are and what they believe in, and move up in their respective industries. Every day we are faced with challenges, so it is my intention to empower you to get the advice you need by interviewing top executives who have been through it all.
And get ready to laugh with these two comedy podcasts, Interview Hour and Good One.
When
they slammed on their brakes, yeah, and they threw their Suburban into reverse.
Oh my gosh.
As fast as they had driven away, they sped backwards. And they said, and they looked at me and they said, they looked, I was covered in garbage. I was soaked head to toe with garbage water and coffee grounds. And one spaghetti noodle. And they said to me, hey lady, why are you screaming? And I said, because you threw your garbage at me. And they said, this is a no screaming part of town.
Hello, this is Jesse David Fox. I'm a senior editor at Vulture, and I host the podcast Good One, a podcast about jokes. It's a podcast about, well, jokes.
Stephen Sondheim. This guy's so good at songs, they should call him Stephen Song Guy.
That's one John Mulaney decided not to tell on stage. I wonder why. The show is not about jokes like that, though. It's about the jokes the greatest comedians in the world tell on stage and in specials, in beloved movies and TV shows, or in a late-night sketch. Every week on Good One, I sit down with a comedian, comedy writer, or director. We listen to one of their jokes and figure out how it all came together.
So this is like the premise, and then I will go on stage and try to improvise a punchline. And then other times I'll have punchlines and then I'll try to improvise a premise. It's honestly really hard the way I work.
Turns out comedians take jokes pretty seriously.
I like all jokes, okay? That's what I do. That's what I live for. There's really nothing else I care about.
Yeah, yeah.
Along the way, we talk about their writing process.
The best way to shape and mold a joke is through conversation on stage. I don't sit down with a pen and a pad and physically write down everything. That's not my style.
How they feel when they're telling the joke.
Those are my favorite moments in comedy, are those stories you tell where the audience is like, oh, wow, are we really going down this path? How are we? Oh, wow.
And pushing boundaries.
People freak out sometimes because, like, how can you write a song like My Bologna when you're a vegetarian?
It's all very revealing. What did you sort of learn from this? What was your takeaway?
I'm not a smart person.
Good One from Vulture and the Vox Media Podcast Network. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. You do know how to use the podcast app, right?
Oh, what a great question, Jesse David Fox.
And these next six podcasts are all about society, culture, and really just about life.
$6.99 per pound. Podcast.
So let me kind of give you a breakdown, man. $6.99 per pound is a weekly podcast featuring interviews with leaders and professionals from a wide range of fields and communities.
If younger people could hear it and expand their view of like what success can look like, for them to have also role models that aren't just, you know, singular, like white male, just to bring this in a format that's accessible to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone lives in New York. Like, no. Not everyone has access to these people.
But, you know, making Gook was hard. The people who had the less money were much more generous.
Yeah. Right.
It's difficult. Therapy is difficult.
You really have to be willing to work through uncomfortable things, like about your past and about your childhood and, like, the things that make you who you are.
It was a lot of amazing clothes that came from, like, the far reaches of the world. Like, she really wanted to showcase people that she wanted to empower, too. Mm-hmm. Like, people love Solange, so they were like, yes, what do you need, you know?
It's very rare to have women of color. Yes. Most of your professors don't look like me, and I make sure my students know that because that informs what happens to us in the profession.
Just that mindset of operating from abundance, because mm-hmm. scarcity leads to, like, undercutting. Yeah. So when we operate from abundance, like, let's support each other, let's grow together, I think that's just always a healthier ecosystem.
And do you have a personal mantra, like your senior quote?
What is your personal mantra? There's one mantra that you have. What would that be?
I would say this. It's easier to be nice than mean, man. I have to go out of my way to be a dick.
Know your worth. Know that you are invaluable.
Do it now. Do it now. That's my mantra. Do it now. If I have an email to send, do it now.
It's like, sleep it off. No one's thinking about you. You're going to die. It's like, I got this.
Hey, yo, it's $6.99 per pound.
Podcast.
From Luminary, this is Here to Slay.
Yep. I'm interested in how everybody is going to try to convince us that everything is now okay.
We see politicians on both sides of the aisle really shitting the bed.
I think we have a real disconnect in our culture between who is vulnerable and who actually is vulnerable.
What are people having affairs doing? What are the people with the little secret family
doing?
I'm
just saying. Mm.
And, like, let's be real. This is life. It's how are you gonna fuck and how are you gonna get high? I love being Black. Kinda dangerous, but shit is pretty lit.
Just put on your headphones, your big ass headphones, so motherfuckers know, don't step.
Yep.
Magic is happening here.
Hey everybody, this is Dhruv Khade, Cornell Class of 2013. Here to just shout out my podcast called Informally Spoken, which I co-host with my good friend Jaron Spikes down here in Dallas. Just two dudes talking music, sports, pop culture, trending topics, Dallas life, and simply the things we find interesting. We're on all the streaming services, Spotify, Google, Apple, Stitcher. So if you can go ahead and give us a follow, we'd love to have your support. Thanks, guys.
Hello to our listeners. My name is Vincenzo Guido.
And my name is Matthew Chaikoff.
And we are coming to you for the first time on this inaugural episode of Law and Society Talk, brought to you by the members of the Undergraduate Law and Society Review at Cornell, with the generous space and airtime of CornellRadio.com.
In short, our publication seeks to provide an open platform for scholarly writing, critical thinking, and reasoned debate on the myriad of issues in the fields of law and policy. Refounded in 2017, the Review has in a short time earned a spot as one of the primary outlets for undergraduate students to intensively and meaningfully engage with policies and questions of law that affect our everyday society.
Again, I'm Vincenzo Guido, co-editor-in-chief and senior in the ILR School here at Cornell. And with me is Matthew Chaikoff, the other co-editor-in-chief, who is also a senior in the ILR School. In one of our most recent projects, we decided to launch a conversational component to our organization, where we will, in the coming weeks, bring to you discussions pertaining to recent case law, happenings from the steps of the Supreme Court and other federal courts, and projects and articles underway by our current writers and contributors. This podcast is meant solely for purposes of discourse and discussion and should not be construed to be any form of legal advice or counsel.
We will be coming to you Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern every other week, and we thank you for tuning in and we are looking forward to getting underway this afternoon.
Cornell University's Intergroup Dialogue Project presents I Statements, a podcast where complexity, vulnerability, and curiosity collide. Speaking with candor, listening with generosity, and responding with authenticity, we delve into our own experiences with very human topics like joy, community, access, and humility.
I grew up having to let go of an expectation that the fullness of who I am would ever be displayed. Even now, there's nothing on primetime television that even gets close to the accurate depiction of joy that Blackness and Black men have actually provided to me and I've tried to provide.
I'm there to make sure you get your dinner as fast as possible and the way that you want it, and that's it. And I have felt like I'm not seen, I'm not a person in those situations. There's definitely this dark side in the hospitality industry that can be very harmful.
This is very cliche, but it feels very life-giving for me to be able to talk about how I feel about the work that other people are doing and not just keeping it on the surface level of thinking about like the scientific work that we do, but also thinking about the people doing the science.
That is one of the first ways I become aware of my privilege, in that there's this feeling of this distance or this disconnection. And I'm like, okay, let's pause. Mm. Why do I feel distant? Why do I feel not connected? Mm-hmm. Even when the rational part of my brain is telling me that this is an important issue, but I don't feel an emotional resonance just because I haven't engaged with it enough. I haven't had to engage with it, right? Yeah. Had the privilege of distancing myself.
You can find the I Statements catalog and its new episodes wherever you get your podcasts or at www.idp.cornell.edu.
Hello, everyone. My name is Victoria.
And my name is Ricardo.
And we are the hosts of the I Is Life podcast.
We are two international students with some experience to share and lots of stories to tell. We learned a great deal during 4 years of college and met some amazing people along the way.
We created IS Life to talk with other incredible international students, including Olympic athletes, entrepreneurs, and other normal civilians with wild stories like you and us. We want to bring you valuable resources to help you navigate college and beyond.
If you're not an international student, don't worry. There's something from everyone, from those crazy college party stories to our personal favorite, a friend of ours that went from living on the streets of Indonesia to a professional sushi man in New York City to his Cornell engineering degree.
We are excited to have you as listeners. You can check IS Life on Spotify or wherever you listen to your shows. If you can't find us because we're still not as popular as Michelle Obama or Joe Rogan, try our website, anchor.fm/IS-life. We will see you soon.
Next up, we're talking TV, music, and entertainment. First up, we've got a clip from This Time Around, a TV rewatch podcast with a special focus on the cult classic teen dramas of the WB.
Nothing has happened. If something was going to happen, it probably should have by now. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, they could just be biding their time. And it's like, neither one is necessarily wrong.
I mean, we had to pass 3 months so we could start at the school year. Yeah. That's, you know. Those aliens, they were very respectful to make sure they waited until it was time for television season again.
It is so nice that television baddies are very respectful of summer vacation.
Yeah.
Just really top notch.
And next up is a clip from Your Playlist Sucks, Everything You Didn't Know You Wanted to Know About Music. And after that, we will round out our TV, music, and entertainment section with Stay Busy with Armand Sadler.
It doesn't feel great.
Exactly. It's like right. Is this appropriation is kind of the question.
Yeah, I mean,
and like, I don't know. I don't know. You know, we each have our kind of sentiments around that, you know, but I think that is the right type of question when we think about a song like this and we think about the cover, right? Just like you're saying, it's not that different than the original. It's very much so in the same feel. Like even these like reggae elements that are present in Clapton's version, right? Like you listen to it and you understand the vocals are very, you know, different portrayal of those vocals. Bob's voice and Eric Clapton's voice are very different. And you can tell that as you listen to the two versions. But when you consider what's happening in the instrumentals in the background, very reminiscent of each other, right? So is this appropriation? Is this, you know, how do we kind of view covers now, right? Like what is the intention of this cover, right?
Right.
But yeah, you know, like we said, went on to be number one on the Billboard 100.
Wow.
Woo. What up?
Guess me.
I gotta give it some.
Yeah, we got the natural claps. No drops today. It's cool, though. It's cool. We make it happen regardless. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Stay Busy with Armand Sadler. I am your host, head honcho, vegan chorizo, Poppy, 3 Mile Monday Poppy, best valet Parker in the world, babyface assassin.
This is true.
Ooh. Armand Sadler. I am here with some very, very special people. Y'all know my usual running buddy, dynamic duo, Batman Robin.
Wavelength.
You know the vibrations. How you feeling, man?
What's up, y'all? How you feeling? My name is Nick Early. I am executive producing and co-hosting.
What's your favorite Usher album, Confessions?
Mine is 8701.
Mine is 87. Yo, yeah. I'm not even just saying that because you said that. Like, I've always been like 8701 mm-hmm. is like the best Usher. Actually, okay, the best Usher album is Confessions, but my favorite is 8701. And people always just drag me to filth.
I would argue 8701 might be better than Confessions, personally. That might be another conversation for another day.
I agree.
You do?
Oh,
I do agree with you.
I found my people.
I feel unpopular in that. So
you know when people say unpopular opinions and they're not unpopular?
Yeah.
This one is definitely an unpopular opinion.
I feel like it really is an unpopular opinion.
They'll be like, burgers are good, unpopular opinion. I'll be like, what? But like,
right. All right.
For me, R&B is more like you love both, but for me, the way I think about it, R&B was like my first love. And then hip hop, it consumes more of my life now, but R&B will always be like my first love. So
I agree.
Like we were talking about Usher 8701 earlier. Like that was one of the first CDs I had. I would have that in my CD player, like in my room, just spinning
it on
repeat.
I can just imagine
Lil
Armand, like.
Oh, yeah. I was going
with
in.
The socks in the kitchen.
I don't know.
Like,
what you came to do, girl.
Yeah.
So stay busy. Hey,
stay busy. And rounding out our special International Podcast Day episode, we have a few podcasts that didn't necessarily fit into any of the previous categories, but they're still great podcasts nonetheless, and I highly recommend that you check them out.
Hey everyone, it's Sam here.
It's also George here.
And we're here to tell you to listen to the Off-Peak Podcast by Peak Rankings.
There you'll be able to learn all you need to know about various ski resorts, ski mountains, ski lodging, and anything you might want to know about your potential ski vacation.
Take a listen to get our unfiltered takes on all things ski-related.
For listening to the trailer of Best Years. This show is hosted by myself. My name's Louisa, or Lou. I'm an undergraduate at Cornell University, just trying to figure out what I want to do with my life while making a few mistakes along the way. The idea of going to college or university has crossed everyone's mind at some point, and some people are even lucky enough to apply, get accepted, and attend a school to further their education so that one day they will get a degree and eventually a job. What that job is, better yet, what that degree is, I'm still trying to figure out. This show is dedicated to students attending college and their experiences they have during what is considered the best years of our lives. Episodes will vary in length, guest, and topic, ranging from things I wish I knew before coming to college to acceptance letter Mad Libs. Fellow students and I will share advice, stories, regrets, and much more as we try to navigate through collegiate life and upper-level academia. Whether you are a high school student looking for a new perspective, an incoming freshman eager to get the inside scoop, a student experiencing these years with me, or an alum reminiscing on the good old days, I hope you subscribe to the show and join me on this journey. Best Years is hosted, edited, produced, and managed by Louis Sewelde. Intro music is by Sean Yu. Be sure to like and follow the Best Years Facebook and Instagram at Best Years Podcast for updates and more information regarding the show. Thanks.
Hi, and welcome to the Story of Design podcast. I'm Karina, your host, creator of The Design Story, who truly believes that there is so much more to design than meets the eye. This is a podcast that asks the why around design. We'll dig into designers, creative thinkers, and businesses that have stakes in shaping the future of the design industry. I'm inviting you all to join me in connecting with the effects of good, well-thought-of design. So let's begin.
And that's it for our show today. I hope you enjoyed hearing about what just some of our Cornellian podcasters are doing out there in podcast land. And I highly encourage you to check out the show notes and subscribe to those that grab you most. On the next episode of Fresh from the Hill, we'll continue celebrating International Podcast Day by rebroadcasting a Thrive Loud episode from friend of the pod and past host Lou Diamond, class of 1992. We'll then finish up season 3 with our final series of the season with Andrew Brady, class of 2010. Also, let us know what you do when you listen to Fresh from the Hill, and you could get a shout out on a future episode. Email me at amanda.massa@cornell.edu with your name and class year to submit your podcast activities. As always, Fresh from the Hill was created, produced, and edited by me, Amanda Massa. Our music was written and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers, class of 2013. You can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu. To find out more about young alumni programs and how to stay involved with Cornell, visit our website at alumni.cornell.edu/youngalumni.